Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch.
Irish Independent on the front page looks at means testing Ukrainians here. More than 8,000 Ukrainian refugees living on pensions and disability welfare payments are at risk of having their supports slashed to almost €38 a week. Last week, with elections nearing, Minister Heather Humphreys announced plans to cut welfare for 27,000 Ukrainians in state accommodation, but didn't say how they would be selected. Official data shows 8,232 Ukrainians who have fled from Russia's war are on a pension or a disability benefit, and the Indo says they now face living on €38 a week. Front of the Irish Times tells us that more than 1,000 babies and toddlers were listed as homeless on census night, in a finding that raises concerns over developmental delays and distress among children impacted by the housing crisis. Obviously, being homeless, not ideal for any age group, but particularly for babies and toddlers. If they're in a hotel room for a long period of time, you don't get much chance to develop and grow. Homelessness among children has, quote, definitely increased since the census, when we see the numbers coming to us in our services now, according to Laura Power, who works with the ISPCC. And the census recorded the number of people spending the night in either accommodation designated for homeless people or rough sleeping, and it showed that 1,179 children under the age of four were listed as homeless in Ireland in the census in April 2022. The Irish Examiner tells us about big news for Cork, a €1.6 billion rail plan. It's going to be announced later this morning. A landmark contract going to be signed today for the design of 8 new commuter rail stations and a new depot to store a vast new 150-strong fleet for Metropolitan Cork's €1.6 billion high-frequency commuter rail project. There's a long sentence. The €50 million contract, the fourth on the journey to delivering the Cork commuter rail project, will be confirmed by Minister Eamon Ryan in Cork this morning. The design of and option to build 8 new stations on the commuter rail lines, which run from Cork north to Mallow, east to Middleton and south to Cove, upgrades to the existing 9 commuter stations and developing a major multimodal integrated transport hub next to Kent Station are all in the plans there. So that's the front of the Examiner. It also has another update on this flight where the person died after the plane went through turbulence, and passengers and crew on board the Singapore Airlines have suffered skull, brain and spinal injuries, it has emerged. So obviously we knew one person had tragically died. However, 20 remain in intensive care in hospital. There were 4 Irish on the flight as well. A lot of those have spinal injuries. 22 have spinal injuries. 6 people have skull and brain injuries, and 13 have bone, muscle and other injuries. And the doctors say that they've never treated people with these kind of injuries caused by turbulence before. Frightening. The Irish Daily Mirror, Maddie would still be alive. Also the front of the Irish Daily Star, I could have saved Maddie. This is the Irish woman allegedly raped by Christian Bruckner, believes that Madeleine McCann could still be alive if she had identified him sooner. That woman is Hazel Behan. The Irish Daily Mail, all GAA games should be free to watch. Another weekend where we're talking about GAA Go. More than 7 out of 10 people want all GAA games to be free to air. This is a poll for the Irish Daily Mail. Where you find the airtime for all the GAA games on RTE or Virgin or whatever is another matter. But the findings come as the GAA faces ongoing criticism over its decision to put some of the most high-profile games behind a paywall. 74% of people want to see all GAA games free to air, and that rises to 80% of women. So women very much into GAA want the games free to air. Taoiseach Simon Harris doubled down yesterday on his position that the broadcasting of GAA matches is a matter of public service broadcasting, he says. Staying with broadcasting, the front of the Irish Sun has the latest on 2FM and Jen There Were None. Jennifer Zamparelli has become the latest big name to quit crisis hit 2FM. It'd be easier now to count how many people are still left on 2FM because of the daytime schedule. Dieran Garrahy's gone from breakfast. The Jennifer Zamparelli was on after breakfast on 2FM. And then you have the two Johnnies in the evening also handing in their notice. So not sure what's happening at 2FM, but a number of big names going. There is some speculation that it's due to, if you're now a contractor with RTE, having to declare your other interests. So maybe this is part of the reason why the likes of the two Johnnies and Deeran leave, because they've quite lucrative careers outside 2FM. But the question now is, who are they going to get to fill the daytime schedule? And if they go back to Instagram like they did before and got big influencers, well, those big influencers do have other interests. So they want all of their details published of how much they're earning and what their other interests are. I don't know. Maybe they'll fill it all in-house. Lots of talented people in 2FM, but I'm sure a pretty difficult environment to work in at the moment when pretty much your whole daytime schedule, apart from Tracy Clifford, is gone at the moment. Elsewhere in the papers, more attacks on politicians online in particular. The Irish Independent says a candidate running to become the first directly elected mayor of Limerick has been forced to call Gardaí after his home address was shared on social media. I think this is called doxing, where they publish your details online. Not only was his address shared, there was also a message urging people to smash his windows. This is Fine Gael councillor Daniel Butler, who's described how he and his young family have been targeted in a very sinister campaign of online abuse in the run-up to the election. So his home address was shared in TikTok posts and people were encouraging people to pull up and smash his windows. Frightening. Staying with politics, Bertie Ahern is in the Irish Times saying that the upcoming election in Limerick that we were just talking about for a mayor is a mistake. And he says the idea of a directly elected mayor in Dublin is a stupid idea. Of course, Bertie was a former Lord Mayor of Dublin. He says it's a stupid idea. I wish Limerick well. They made a mistake. I just don't see it being a good idea. Civil servants will be on News Talk Breakfast this morning. The Association of Higher and Civil Public Servants, they have their conference today. Irish Independent says senior civil servants say there's an expectation to go above and beyond as more than three quarters reveal they receive emails and text messages outside working hours. They have a survey out ahead of their conference. 60% said they've been contacted about work while on leave. 83% said they receive emails and text messages outside of working hours, and a third said additional work expected of them was unsustainable. 30% of them say they work more than 8 hours extra a week. So they want greater right to disconnect policies. I'm sure there will be people in the private sector who say, try out in our sector, because regularly you have to work outside your normal hours. But there is government policy about the right to disconnect, so that will be discussed at their conference. And finally, are there any good comedies anymore? The Daily Telegraph says the BBC says its sitcoms need a revival as executives want more laugh-out-loud comedies. And I was thinking about this. I haven't watched a comedy in recent years where you actually do laugh out loud. I think Modern Family, probably the last one. So what bosses at the BBC say is they're oversupplied with new comedy dramas that are kind of funny, but they touch on worthy subjects, but they're lacking in jokes. And the BBC says the classic sitcom needs to be revived. Shows like Only Fools and Horses are what audiences want to see. Of course, they do have Mrs. Brown's Boys. I don't laugh out loud at it, but I know other people do. So maybe we'll see more of that on the BBC and RT. But just have a think, when was the last time you actually laughed out loud at a new comedy on TV? And also, we don't have the canned laughter really anymore. That's all gone. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in today's papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with NetWatch
on News Talk.